Thank you, Mr. President. In the name of God, who has created all human beings equal. High Commissioner, Madam High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to thank you on behalf of the women of Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan for including the urgent debate. It obviously is a light in the end of this dark, long tunnel that women of Afghanistan are living at a time when I know that the attention is diverted to another awful war. Ladies and gentlemen, Afghanistan is suffering from multidimensional problems, from humanitarian crisis to human rights crisis to political crisis. The situation of women and girls in Afghanistan are very unique and dire. It is not normal. Definitely, it is not normal anywhere in the world, and especially in the rest of Muslim countries. If you look at the figures from 28% women who were in parliament representing the diversity and beauty of their country to 0% participation, from 30% or more women in the civil service of their country to 0%, from 4 million children, girl children in school, now to almost 1.5 million only in school. From the fact that every day there is at least one or two women who commit suicide for the lack of opportunity, for the mental health, the pressure they receive. The fact that girls as young as 9 years old are being sold, not only because of economic pressure, but because of the fact that there is no hope for them, for their family, it is not normal. Let's not think that women of Afghanistan deserve this situation. Women of Afghanistan have proved that they have all the ability to be part of the progress of their country. Afghanistan is the only place in the world that women are basically, literally invisible, the second class of their citizen. In 21st century, it is heartbreaking, it's painful for me and for my other sisters, fellow citizens, to advocate for our basic rights, the right to be visible, the right not to be erased from public life. Taliban obviously have not kept their promises of what they were telling us during the negotiation in terms of their respect for Islamic rights of women. In fact, what they do is in contradiction to Islam. Our beautiful religion starts with Iqra, means reading. But today Taliban, under the name of the same religion, deprive 55% of the society from going to school. It is not only a matter of social or political participation of women, it's a matter of our security of the country. Because if 55% of the society is oppressed and not allowed to exercise their basic human fundamental rights, obviously that country is going to be safe haven for other military extremists. So I'm urging you today, for your own security, for the future of your own stability, stand with women of Afghanistan. Move from beautiful statements and resolutions to practice. Use your leverage, whatever leverage you have over Taliban, for them to become accountable, on delivering to their citizen. I ask the Muslim countries, my brothers and sisters, do not let Taliban to misrepresent our beautiful religion. Our religion is the religion of peace, coexistence, and acceptance. What Taliban do, obviously, is in contradiction to what is happening in your own country. So we expect you to be in the forefront of the struggle and solidarity with us. I would like to suggest the following to the excellencies, member state, ladies and gentlemen. First, I think UNAMA should be more accountable on what they do to Human Rights Council. Second, I suggest that in all your humanitarian intervention, make 50% women participation, not only as a recipient of the aid. Of course, on a personal level, it's heartbreaking for me after 20 years to talk about donation and aid in a country that is full of natural resources, but this is our reality. My suggestion is make it mandatory for the de facto authority to respect 50% woman participation, not only as a recipient, but a decision maker. Please demonstrate this, make it showcase, so that in your own organizations, so that they know that you are serious about this. Support woman-led organizations. Now that women are being erased literally from all the public jobs, it's only the civil society and non-governmental organization that provide jobs for the people and for the women especially. And the last, again, I would like to emphasize that we need more Muslim countries to stand and to demonstrate that Islam is about everybody, and that what Taliban do is not the representative of Islam. I urge all of you to use your leverage to pursue a political dialogue in Afghanistan, because without a government that is accountable to its people, that is representative of all the diversity of Afghanistan, women will continue to suffer. And obviously, we all know that discrimination in Afghanistan can be discrimination anywhere in the world. Discrimination does not know any border. Thank you.